You're listening to the Sunday Session Podcast with Francesca Rutkin from Newstalk ZB.
A paella, do you call that a stew?
No.
Oh, no, you just had a stew
last night.
Oh, yum.
I know. So,
do you slow cook that?
What was that, sorry?
Do you slow cook that?
Yeah, what I do is the girls were supposed to make it, but then B ended up pretty much making the whole thing. Just saute off the onions, add your beef in, add some veggies, a bit of red wine, a bit of stock, put the lid on it, fire it in the oven, 150 degrees for about 3 hours.
Okay, brilliant. Can you please write that down? I'd like that in another month or so. That just sounds absolutely perfect. But I love chorizo. I just think
Well, it actually makes this dish because all the flavour that comes out of that chorizo flavours the paella. So traditionally with a paella, you would have one of those ginormous metre long or metre wide thin pans that go onto the cooker. And they try not to mix it up or turn it, because the idea behind a paella is that crispy, crunchy crust that's formed on the bottom of the pan. That's what makes a true paella. With this one, I'm cheating a little bit. I'm actually firing it into the oven. So that just basically takes away any need to stir, any need to look after it. It's basically going to do it all itself. So it's called a chorizo paella with green chili and coriander. I'll run through the recipe quickly, because you just want to turn your oven on to 180 degrees. And then I'm using an Ingenhausen pan, which is a cast iron pan. If you've got a cast iron, that's perfect for this. If not, just an oven-proof fry pan. Turn that on. Start by sauteing off one onion that's been diced, a couple of cloves of garlic that's been smashed up, and some sunflower oil. Just saute that until it's soft, and then add in the all-important chorizo sausage. I've actually got two sausages here, which you just slice up. Saute them off until you start to smell the aroma of the chili and the paprika coming out of the sausage. And then you add in 1.5 cups of long grain rice. Saute the rice off, because what that does is it just hardens up the outside of the rice and gives the rice a little bit of flavor. And then you want to smash in, I've got 1/2 teaspoon of smoked paprika, 1/2 cup of red wine. Add in your red wine, reduce your red wine down until it's all gone. You just want the flavor. And then 3 cups of vegetable stock, 2 teaspoons of tomato puree, a good crack of pepper and some salt. Give that a stir around and then just fire a lid on it. If you haven't got a lid for your pan, just put some tinfoil over the top, into the oven, 180 degrees. 35 minutes that's going to take. After 35 minutes, take the top off. And then I put in 12 cooked prawns. Just sprinkle those across the top. Fire your pan back into the oven. This time you can leave the lid off if you want for another 10 minutes. After that time, pull it out. Sprinkle over the all-important green chilies, some fresh coriander and some lemon wedges, and dust is dust.
Oh, it sounds delicious. Thanks so much, Mike.
For more from the Sunday Session with Francesca Rutkin, listen live to Newstalk ZB from 9 a.m. Sunday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.